Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
And friends, we are back. It is Miss Rachel and Brian. And today, Brian, I know. So I call you Mr. Brian?
I don't know. Yeah. Brian's fine.
Brian is great. Okay. So my question today is, how would it make you feel to see me feeling sad?
Oh, I would feel bad.
Right? It's the empathy in you, right?
Yeah, the empathy. Wow, that's a tough question. Because like I also think about, hey, if I ask this to my sons or even to a student. I can think of some students who'd be like, I wouldn't feel anything.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay. That's
which
their
is masking.
Stage
they
right
They would totally
now.
Feel something,
yeah.
Right? Okay. I think I would feel sad with you. I think my empathy where I naturally go gravitate towards is I would feel sad with you. I would want to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Who hurt you, right? Like,
yes.
The protective nature comes out too. Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah. How would it make you feel to see me feeling sad?
Yeah.
I think it brings out a lot of things that you can talk about.
Yeah.
So if one of my kids were to ask me this question, how does it make you feel to see me feeling sad? This is a hard one. It's really hard because I would be the same way. I'd want to have empathy. I would want to know what happened. But I'd also want to create some boundaries around it. And I would ask the question, I would probably say, I see that you're sad, or I get the sense that you're feeling sad right now. Is there anything I can do to help you? Can I sit next to you?
Mm-hmm.
Could I get you your favorite ice cream? Or, you know, is there something that I can do? With my oldest, she has to tell me, Mom, I don't need you to fix the problem if she's feeling sad. I just need you to listen.
Yeah.
And then I have to decide, okay, how long am I going to listen? You know, is it going to be a rant that's an hour long, or is it going to be, you know, like I have to put some parameters around it. When someone else is sad, I immediately, because I am so empathetic, I immediately feel sad with them.
Yeah. Again, I think through this in a couple different ways, but like, what about our parents who maybe, man, it's been a struggle. I have a student or a child who has a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings.
Yeah.
I've met that kid.
Yes.
I've been that kid.
Yes.
Middle school was really tough. I had all the feelings.
Yes.
How do we help a parent who might be asking this question, who honestly like is emotionally tapped out? How do we help them reengage into this question? Because as a parent, like I go, oh, that's so heavy. I don't know if I want to ask that.
Yeah.
Right. Like
yeah.
You're listening to this episode today and you're like, oh, my gosh.
We're not going to ask that question.
Skip next episode.
Yes.
But how do you –
So know that it's totally okay to skip this episode.
Okay.
Because you have to do a thinking check for yourself. You have to take a beat, take a moment, and say, is this what I need to listen to today? Is this what I need to hear today? Mm. And maybe this is an episode where after you take that beat, no, I do need to hear this today.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to save this episode and
come back to it another
time, you know, because as we've talked about before, this isn't the episode where there are sometimes when you don't want to have the conversation in the morning. This is more of an afternoon. It really depends on your kids. Like our older kids, our middle schoolers and our high schoolers, their time is late at night, about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So maybe you've heard something and you're like, oh, this is the time to ask this question.
Yeah.
With a preschooler, I think it's going to be a little bit different because they're going to
say –
Well,
they wear their emotions on their sleeve,
they
right?
They do.
There's no,
they do. Yeah, because they're going to probably cry right along with you, you know, like if you're crying. So where this is a good thing to say, though, is because it helps you talk about your feelings. I know we've talked about the feelings wheel before, but this is a great time to look at it and name those feelings and show it to your child, like – with a preschooler, this may be a happy or sad face. The emojis are really good for this one as far as like describing how we feel or something like that.
I also love what you said earlier of this might be that question that you hit pause on or you think about and look for the opportunity. Because I think if we're sitting at the dinner table and this is the question you fire at me as a high school boy, I'm going to go, nope, we're done. Like, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
But I think the way you said it of like, hey, I see that something's upsetting you. Can we talk about that right now? Are you ready to talk about that at this moment? inviting them into the conversation versus like trying to force that.
Yeah,
I think it's going to come out on their time. You cannot force this.
No.
Kind of,
no.
Hey, what emotion are you feeling?
Yeah.
Or what is it? Yeah. What kind of emotion do you feel when I'm sad?
I'm sad. Yeah.
So here's where I go, hey, maybe you jump into this question. It's a great conversation. How do we take it spiritually?
Yeah.
I would love to ask the question of students and students ask parents, like, what do you think grieves God's heart the most, right? Like, what do you think makes him sad?
Yeah.
That should also make us sad, that we should feel this same kind of reciprocation of emotion. And what are those, right? Because I think that shows where your student's heart is, what they're passionate about, but also where they see God moving, acting, or where they need to be or feel like they need to become more involved, right, in the world, because this is what's making God sad, right?
Yeah. Ooh, that's
Or grieving his heart.
Yeah.
Is how I might say that. Because I think I know God has a full range of emotions. It's part of what he gave us. But I also, right, I'm not God. I don't know. I don't know, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think God can give us, because we do have the Holy Spirit, right? He can give us a spiritual hug. You know, we can feel that warmth around him. We talk about in prayers how may you feel the love of God around you,
surround you.
And how that feels. And maybe it's asking, have you ever felt that? Have you ever felt that? Was there a time when you felt the love of God surrounding you?
Yeah.
Was it in your joyous times? Was it in your saddest times? Because this question is, you know, how do you feel when you see me that I'm sad?
Yeah.
You know, it'd be, how does God come alongside you?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes how does God come alongside us is we have to ask. We have to allow God to come in.
Yeah. I think the other way we could flip it is to also go, hey, how do you feel when you see me happy? Right? Like, as a parent,
ooh,
you and I both know, like, when we see our kid happy, like,
we are
best
so
feeling in the world,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And we see that joy and that purity in it. And so take a minute. Let's catch some time. Ask this question of your student, of your parent, and have fun. And we're back.
We hope you had some good discussion around that one. How would it make you feel to see me feeling sad?
Yeah.
And flipping the question of how does it make you feel when you see me happy or your kid happy?
Yeah.
This was a hard question. We talked a lot about how this may not be the time.
Yeah.
If you did choose to power through on this question, we hope
and
that
it might have been a power through.
Yeah. You might have been like, oh, okay. But know that not all of our discussions are going to be happy ones. Not all of our discussions. We're going to have to talk about these things. And the importance of talking about these things, even at a young of age as a preschooler, is because they know they can come to you to talk about these things. So I want to encourage parents not to – shame is not the right word, but not to begrudge your child. None of their feelings are wrong.
Validate.
Yes. Validate. Yeah. Validate their feelings and let them know that they're feeling their feelings. And sometimes we just need to feel.
Yeah.
Let's say that you lost a parent. You did, like I did. When my father passed away, when he died, it was a hard time of grieving. And so for my kids to see me sad, they wanted to know, you know, what is it making you feel? And of course, they felt the loss of their grandfather as well.
Yeah.
But it was important for us to describe those feelings. Think about the loss of a pet when a pet dies. You know, there's so many things that you want to talk about, even a fish. I mean, we're talking if a flower gets trampled, you know, God's creature is gone from this earth.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be able to talk about those things, and starting at a younger age will make it much better.
Yeah, you're building their emotional intelligence.
Absolutely.
This is a great question. Thanks, Rachel. And that's our episode.
Awesome. See you next time.
See ya.
Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time. We'll be right back.